You're listening to The Obscure Gentleman, a weekly pop cultural nostalgia podcast. I'm your host, Aaron Alvarez. And who might you be?
I'm Alex Mitchell, your co-host.
Welcome to part three of May Cartoon Madness. All this month, throughout the Obscure Entertainment podcasts, we're doing these May Madness brackets to determine the best of the best.
Something RoboCop, Robotech.
Like always, we're doing cartoons. 12 for a Penny is doing songs, and Plane Zero is doing movies. Yeah.
They aren't happy with some of our picks, by the way.
No. But we've made it this far, and we're going again. Yeah, so it's simple. We gathered all our favorite cartoons. You know the deal. From all the Obscure Entertainment people, we gathered our favorite shows, and now we're determining what progresses. So we are currently on round four, and these battles are only getting harder as they go along. So let's see what this one leaves us with.
I'm going in. Cover me, Porkins.
I'm right with you, Red Three.
Snake kills Dumbledore.
Shame on you.
You're going to have to answer to the Coca-Cola company.
These donuts are great.
Looks like Daddy's bringing home the barbecue.
We've been hanging and banging, brother.
But I don't want to be a pirate.
Fly. Don't look. Just fly.
I've got a problem here.
Eject. I can hold it.
Pull up.
No.
So first up, jumping right into it. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. To quote a certain sponge person.
Who's now dead because we killed him.
Doesn't feel so good. Let's keep going.
So first up, South Park versus Beast Wars. This is a hard one for me. I don't know how hard it is for you.
I think the thing is I'm not factoring in animation for this one because I'm not going to be impressed
because
either way.
Both of these shows
have, let's be honest, they kind of have shitty animation.
Yes. South Park's,
it's intentional. They could have good animation
that,
if they wanted
to.
That limited style, like, is something that's, like, key to South Park.
Yes, it's part of its look, whereas Beast Wars, it's more of limitations of the time.
Yeah, because they were doing CGI. It's like, if you watch Reboot,
yes.
Or there's probably another show that I'm thinking of.
The difference with Beast Wars is the...
That's just because they went with CGI at that time.
But the thing with Beast Wars is the story holds up so fucking much, and it's...
The music is pretty cool, I think.
The voice acting is on top. The story writing is just... For a cartoon, and for being three seasons long, the story writing is pretty damn impressive.
Yeah.
There's a lot of moments in Beast Wars that, to me, are some of the greatest moments in fiction of all time.
Yeah.
Like, Dinobot's death. Code of Hero is...
Yeah.
Possibly one of the best animated, like... Or not even fictional bits that has ever been written.
Yeah. Which is... If you tell people that, they'll kind of give you a look like, what the fuck? Like, from Transformers. And I'm like, yeah. Like, it's... You're seeing, like, the progression of a character.
And it's not just
that... like, loyal to this fucking asshole.
It's how it's written, though.
Yeah.
It's written in a way that's not dumbed down. It's poetic. It's Shakespearean, even.
Yeah, there's a lot of aspects to him that are like that.
Dinobot, yeah.
And we're not talking about me, Grimlock. We're not talking about those guys.
Not the Dinobots. Dinobot, the Maximal Hero.
Which is interesting to me. When they did Age of Extinction, a lot of people were expecting... Dinobot from Beast Wars.
Oh, that was amazing.
And yeah, that's
catering to G1 fans. So
yeah, G1ers, truck not monkey. that whole thing.
This is hard. Okay, see, so in South Park, on the other hand, it's really fucking. I mean, okay, it's really good. There's been a lot of seasons, and it's had a lot of its down moments.
I think even more recently, like, it's kind of seen, like, a resurgence.
Yeah, there was, like, a lull for a while where See, here's the thing. I've never stopped watching South Park.
I did, but last summer, I rewatched Oh, yeah. Everything.
You powered through season one through current.
Yeah. Seasons. Yeah. Although for some reason I blank out on having watched certain episodes because I was in Vegas a while back and I saw the thing with the VR and I don't remember watching that ever. So that's weird. But like, you could tell there are points where Matt and Trey, the creators of South Park, were kind of like,
they stopped caring.
They stopped giving a shit. And there's even that weird like thing where,
where they play the Fleetwood Mac song?
Yeah.
Where it's like about getting older. Yeah. And it's about like
not enjoying the things.
Everything's shitty.
Yeah.
It's
a commentary on how you grow up, and it's also kind of just saying like we don't know what to do anymore. And
see, and that's the thing. South Park has so like,
they were making like these 26 episode seasons.
See, but now it's different. See, now
they're doing like 13.
And it's impressive because the show's like, for those who don't know, the show's made in a week. It's like literally made in 1 week, and that's why there's always such current events. Okay, so here's a question I have for you. Since you rewatched it,
yeah,
is there some stuff that you like might not get rewatching it because it's so topical that time period, or is it like,
not exactly?
Is it broad enough?
I think the thing is, like, my memory's pretty good, so like I'll remember. Oh yeah, like I remember when that was a thing.
But it, like, it in no way does like that current event that they reference like hamper the story, right?
No, not really.
And it doesn't make you go like, whoa, why are they referencing that?
Normally, the current event they reference is like a secondary plot.
Okay.
See, so it's not that bad,
this,
I think.
This one's hard. This one's hard because, see, South Park... Okay, so South Park, they're...
It's a long runner.
No, here's the thing. And, okay, here's what... South Park's hallmark isn't their storytelling, which Beast Wars is. Beast Wars, its storytelling is their main
thing. Yeah, you're not going in there for the animation.
South Park's thing is their social commentary. So you have one show where their social commentary is really, really high and on point. Then you have another show where its storytelling is really well rounded, and confined to like really, really shitty CG.
Yeah.
Now,
like, I tried rewatching that with friends, and that didn't work out.
I have to admit, like, even though I love Beast Wars, it is kind of hard to like when you restart it, like starting from season one.
Yeah, it's just the basic.
You kind of though have to like get used to the fact that it looks like that. Like,
yeah. After, and my friends couldn't do it, so we didn't.
Yeah, like it takes a few episodes, and after a few episodes, you're like, okay, I'm used to it now. But yeah, it's different because with South Park, you can watch from the beginning, and it's like you see the slow progress of this limited animation style that started out as construction paper, but then they redid the pilot.
In
Maya.
I think because
I mean, the first episode isn't construction paper because it was redone in Maya. Instead,
yeah, and then everything else is like HD now.
Yeah,
like because so that was weird watching all the old shit in HD.
Yeah. Okay. So, like, it's weird. I don't know what I favor because when it comes to just a general story, Beast Wars is.
But I feel like South Park is giving me more laughs.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Yeah, South Park. For being around for so damn long and, like, the social commentary...
And it's still funny, I think. There was a point, though, like, watching some of those episodes
where...
There was a
point where it felt like I was on autopilot, where yeah, I was just like...
And when you binge-watch, that does kind of happen.
It's not binge-watching even for... It's for... Because no, I watch it...
I know, you watch it week to week.
And that's the thing. There was a point when watching South Park when I did feel like I was on autopilot, where I would just watch it because it was... It was like, it's an episode, I have to watch it.
Yeah. But I think the last three seasons, I'd say two or three seasons, where they've done like a more like a story arc,
yeah,
really kind of helped.
And
it.
Randy Marsh,
yeah, he's one of the best characters.
I it's amazing. You watch the early seasons, you wouldn't expect that character.
He was just the seismologist.
He's just like, hey, Stan.
Yeah,
but I think one of the biggest moments is the whole when he what happens in the episode exactly where. He, like, envisions himself being a hero. We love you, Randy. Make love to me, Randy.
Oh, when he fights other dads at the kids' baseball games and shit.
No. This is an earlier episode where he envisioned saving the town from like an eruption or something.
Yeah, because he was a seismologist or whatever. Seismologist.
You're talking about the Bat Dad episode.
I'm talking about the Bat Dad. Prepare to be Bat Dad. I love that episode. you know what? I feel like South Park has to win because it's...
As much as I love Beast Wars...
Yeah. And I'm surprised it's gotten this far, to be honest.
Yeah, but as great as this, like, really what's carried this has been the story. The story and the characters.
Yeah. But it didn't last as long as South Park.
That's not a knock against it, really.
No, but that's just how cartoons work. South Park is, and Simpsons and, like, Family Guy, they're weird anomalies that they, and King of the Hill, they're weird because they've lasted way longer than cartoons are supposed to.
Because you have to remember...
They're not made for kids.
Beast Wars is a toy cartoon.
A lot of these are.
Well, and that's the thing. It's not a thing anymore, I've noticed, or as much as it used to be. Cartoons used to be pretty much made... The toy was made first, and then they made the cartoon. Yeah. A cartoon was meant to sell toys.
Yeah. They'd either have like a 26-episode run or a 52-episode run.
But the thing now is... cartoons aren't made that way, really, except when it's like really little kids, like PJ Masks or something like that. Like,
I don't know what that is.
It's like the Nickelodeon, like early stuff, and like the
Nick Jr. that kind of thing.
Like that stuff is still geared towards toy sales. Whereas like Family Guy, that's not geared towards toys really. No, I mean, that's just
meant to get ratings,
but it's not meant to push toys.
Yeah, Adventure Time, regular show like Flapjack, those can go past their run if they do well.
And Beast Wars, Steven Universe. Beast Wars had to try to sometimes like incorporate or like kowtow to the fact that it's like, oh, here's the new toy line. We have to
and you got to remember the origins. Transformers is a fucking commercial.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't take away from how great it was and how prolific the writing was. Because goddamn, the writing for, like, seriously, for a kid show, the writing is just, like, that's the thing.
It's how I feel about Avatar and all that. Like, I tell people, like, don't, if the animation weirds you out, like, just please, just try and, like, you know.
But Avatar's excuse is that it was written when people started knowing better. Beast Wars, definitely. Beast Wars came out in a time when...
What? Writing in a kid's cartoon? Yeah, it's like...
Where writing was a secondary thing. It was just like, just fucking make an episode.
I can't think of, like, another show like that besides maybe Batman in that era.
Like, yeah, you have, like... And every character has, like, a story arc and stuff. And, like, the ties it has to Generation 1 and, like, when Starscream appears and, like...
And Ravager, right?
But South Park... Different. It's a different beast.
It has a chance to evolve.
Yeah.
Whereas I feel like Beast Wars did what they could in their short time.
Yeah, it's like...
And then Beast Machines came out.
Beast...
And I feel like that you kind of do have to factor
Beast
that
Wars,
in.
Beast Wars is a really good, like... here's a good comparison. Beast Wars is a really good, like, straight up, like a graphic novel.
Okay.
Like or a miniseries. It's like a good, like, it's
like Watchmen.
Okay, I guess. Let's compare it to Watchmen. It's like Watchmen, right?
Yeah.
Whereas South Park is like a continued series that is an ongoing that's still going.
It's like Hellblazer.
Where it has its ups and its downs and it's still going. Even though Hellblazer's not going, but
But you know that at a point
but
it
yeah,
was.
But somewhere. That's the thing. That's the difference. And while, you appreciate Watchmen and stuff like that, you close the book. Whereas, but see, that shouldn't even be factored into it. It should be factored of what's more enjoyable. And I think
that's South Park.
Because, I'm more willing to revisit or keep watching South Park or, like, if there's a rerun or something, I'll watch it compared to Beast Wars. Yeah. Where it's like, to be honest, I have no outlet of really watching Beast Wars. I used to have the DVDs. I don't know what the fuck happened to those box sets.
We sold a lot of our physical
movies. Not those ones. I think I let someone borrow them once, and I never got them back.
Oh, that's cool.
Yay. But I think they're on Blu-ray. But fuck.
Those people are the worst, by the way. If you're listening to this,
never,
fuck you.
Never let anyone borrow something when you're in college. I'll say that. Yeah. That's always the worst. So,
just in general, honestly.
Yeah,
unless you know them, like...
I just let you borrow something.
That's different because I brought it back.
All right, so South Park,
you win.
South Park, it's a tough race, but Yeah.
And it's affected so many people, especially like right now with the way the internet is and all that.
So, yeah, it's...
Kanye probably likes fish sticks now.
That guy's a fucking mess.
Oh, yeah.
By the time you're hearing this, it's probably already been like fucking four weeks since that shit happened. Yeah. But,
he may have doubled down on his crazy shit. Who knows? Yeah.
He's an idiot. All right. So.
I agree.
All right. Now we are on a battle of wits versus a battle of strength.
Okay.
Justice League versus Neon Genesis Evangelion.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, woo lad.
This is tough.
It's more than tough. It's like,
this is gonna hurt me.
Yeah.
I hurt myself today.
So we were talking about how Beast Wars is really well written. Neon Genesis is probably that for anime in terms of like.
Yeah, and the thing is though is that's a very polarizing anime in as of itself and all that, because of some people find it to be pretentious. Some people think it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Some people will say that the animation is beautiful, and it is. But then they say, like, but look at what happened at the end. And again, this you have to factor in, like, is this anime complete without its movie?
I mean,
and that's something I have to ask you. Would you recommend this solely without?
Oh, shit. I always forget. Congratulations, Shinji.
And end of Evangelion. And
we'll see.
You know,
it. Watching the movies are part of the experience of Evangelion.
Yeah, like, you don't need to watch, you don't need to watch Mask of the Phantasm to enjoy Batman.
No, yet. See.
Although you should watch
so
that, because
Evangelion has sort of this rocky.
I wouldn't say a rocky start.
No, not rocky start.
Rocky ending.
It's where the series ends, but there's two other things you kind of have to watch, but one of them.
You don't need to watch Rebirth or whatever the fuck.
Death and Rebirth.
Yeah, you don't need to watch that.
End of Evangelion is really what you have to watch. And then there's Rebuilds now, but we're not talking about
that. That does not have anything
to do with it. Yeah, we're not talking about those. Fuck. Okay. As just the animated series, does it work?
I don't think so. Not if you want like an actual ending.
But at the same time, that movie would be an extension. So we're not talking about Transformers right now.
Like, would you just recommend Twin Peaks without any of the other stuff?
No. See, that's the thing. To enjoy Twin Peaks or to fully like understand and enjoy it or understand.
Like Fire Walk With Me, you need all that.
You need Fire Walk With Me. Like, you really need it. And especially the revival. To watch the revival, you need Fire Walk With Me. And maybe even the missing pieces and stuff like that. To go to Transformers.
I don't think you need G1 to love Beast Wars.
No, not that. Oh. I'm talking about actual G1. The movie.
Oh, yeah.
You need that movie.
Yeah, because...
A big plot point happens. Optimus dies.
Yes. And then that continues on in the show.
So, this gets into the territory of, do movies count? And I want to say, yeah. I want to say it's...
You want to, because you know that at a certain point, it will matter and it won't matter.
Because in reality, the movie's just... That's released as kind of an extension of the story being told.
Yeah.
That
like I was saying, Mask of the Phantasm is not important to the actual show.
No,
but I think you should watch it just because it's good. Whereas End of Evangelion, you do need that. You do need that there.
Yeah.
Because I feel like the ending itself proper, because you ran out of budget.
See, and that's factored into it too. And also, see, for Americans, we let's look at it from our perspective, how it was, like, how we got it.
Because we didn't get it week to week, I think.
No, and also, we didn't have to bother about, like, we have to go to the cinema to see the end of this or anything.
Mm-hmm.
This was...
I think End of Evangelion did air on Adult Swim at one point, though. No, I don't know.
So, here's, like, when I first watched Evangelion, I watched it on DVD.
Yes,
yeah, and I
bought that fucking $100.
I saw it the entire way through with Death and Rebirth and End. I was able to do that.
And still, so, to this day, have not been re-released, by the way.
Yeah, so we'll see.
You gotta keep looking for this.
And so that's the thing. To me, the point of, like, well, this one was technically released as a movie. The finale is technically a movie. It doesn't need to come into question, I think. Because for a lot of Americans, it's not really a movie. It's part of the release. It's part of the, like, you know, you buy the seasons and then you buy the finale. It's that sort of situation. Mm-hmm. And okay, so the putting that aside, the story, the animation, the music,
yeah, it's all good. Even I'd say even like the English dub is fine.
Gainax or Gainax, is it Gainax?
I say Gainax, but whatever.
They are one of the, or they, I don't even know what
they're considered. Well,
their status right now.
They're, I'm not sure because I don't watch anime that often, as much as other people I know. What? I really don't. I don't know why you think I do.
I thought, damn, I always thought you were watching.
I'm not, no, there are people that download entire, like, season to season, like each new season of new anime that comes out. I'm not like
Yuri
that.
Yuri on Ice, or Yaoi on Ice.
Yuri on Ice.
Yaoi on Ice.
That was, that's a good show.
Yaoi on Ice?
Oh. All right, I get it, yeah. Everyone makes that joke.
Okay, Boku no Pico.
I don't know. Don't watch that.
You're just pulling a gym right now. What is that? What? What? Yeah, Neon Genesis, when it comes to anime, like, it's not, like...
It's one of those weird things where it's a genre changer, and at the same time, it's considered, like, a gateway, because at a point it was.
Well, it's also...
Nowadays, because of how easy it is to watch anime, a lot of anime fans, because it's not streaming, so that sucks... A lot of anime fans that are new and young don't know what this show is.
It's also totally okay. Different because it's not like a lot of the more popular anime that are like fucking serialized and keep going.
Yeah.
Or like just massive with like 600 episodes.
That's only a few shows though.
But what I'm saying is like that's the popular ones. Like we have a few of those on here.
Like Bleach, DBZ, Naruto, One Piece.
Yeah. Lupin and all that shit. Like,
Lupin's different, though. I think.
But that's what I'm getting is that
I feel like Lupin's better known for its movies rather than
true. It was, so
especially Kaguya-sama.
Neon Genesis, though, is it's small. It's compact. Okay, but now we have Justice League.
Yes.
And it's Justice League, not Unlimited. It's Justice League.
So Justice League to me was one of those early shows where I'm like. And I hate using this word now because it was ruined for a while.
Kino.
Not that. Epic.
Absolutely epic.
So when you see that intro where it's that slow, like, kind of like march, kind of, and they're all like,
I can't rewatch
no,
that.
It looks shitty. But at the time, right?
At the time, I thought it looked bad too. Really?
It's not necessarily the animation. It's the music, and to me, it's the concept of, like, you're seeing, like, these great heroes that you've always known as separate individual things coming together right now over me.
God, they used that in the fucking trailer.
Yes, they did. And I wasn't even referencing that. Marmare! Yeah!
That
guy totally should have been Lobo.
Yes, he should have.
Why did they do that?
I don't know. Okay, so, It definitely washed away the filth or the film that was Super Friends.
Oh, yeah.
For the most part, except for one character, did not do that because Aquaman memes are funny. Because we can thank Family Guy for that, really.
Family Guy and Robot Chicken.
I really feel like Family Guy, though, like because that's broadcast television.
Yeah.
That really brought the Aquaman shit to the mainstream.
And
like, back.
And for a while, because Seth MacFarlane wasn't referencing him in the early, like, Family Guy era, when he came back and did that, it was like, okay, we're
back
to this again. Because for a while, the hook arm...
Peter David's beard, Aquaman.
Yeah, that was Aquaman for a while. Voiced by the guy from RoboCop early on in Superman, and then changed to someone else. What's his name? Miguel Ferrer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
All from Twin Peaks also.
Oh, yes.
We're going to have to do a TV bracket one day.
like an actual, like, not cartoon.
like television shows.
Yeah.
Like live action.
Live action.
Yeah, so it did wash away the filth of like Super Friends. It made people stop associating all the heroes together, DC heroes together, as being something stupid and silly. It introduced the whole new generation to...
It helped that they didn't have the Hall of Justice. They had a satellite.
Yeah. It brought people to Jon Stewart.
Yeah, that is... to a lot of people, that's still...
We went over this last episode. The Green Lantern for a generation of children. It's interesting.
It continues on a lot of the plots from... Mostly Superman, but let's be honest. But
so the thing is, when it comes to Justice League, I don't remember a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's weird. Like, I remember moments, but like, was Unlimited the more sort of?
This is the show that did two-part episodes.
Yeah.
So you basically had about an hour of story, as opposed to Justice League, which kind of had to tell their story over multiple episodes, but sometimes it wasn't...
I remember the Vandal Savage ones being played over and fucking over, and it was kind of annoying.
Yeah, because that's a four-parter.
And I don't like Vandal Savage very much.
I like him in that show, and... Okay, you can at least say this to me. Do you like him better in this or Legends of Tomorrow?
Oh, this. See, yeah. It's just, Vandal's one of those characters that's really hard to write well, because most times people kind of write him like a really shitty Raish.
Yeah. And they've met, I think. I mean, they had to.
Roz.
Why are you doing this when you gave me shit for saying Raish?
I'm joking.
What? No. Come on now. What is it? Is it Ra's or Roz?
It's Ra's al Ghul. But it's not Roz, like in Batman
Begins.
It's Ross,
right? Like,
Ra's al Ghul.
Ra's al Ghul and Rachel.
Ra's al Ghul. It's not Roz, like the R-O-Z, Roz. Okay.
This is a weird point.
This is a hard one.
I'm just going to say it because I enjoy this show more, and I'm just going to say Justice League. So if we have to do a tiebreaker, then bring it up.
No, I don't want to do any tiebreakers. I want to like actually come to a consensus. Neon Genesis.
It's a good show. It's a great show.
Okay, here is the. It's not a knock, but it's one of those things where it's hard to rewatch it because you know what a fucking roller coaster of how fucked up it gets.
Yeah.
And
that's good to watch, but not all the time.
Also, it is one of those things where you have to watch from beginning to end. You can't jump around. It's like
the thing is, it's like when I watch that show, it's like, oh, he's got issues with his dad, and that's kind of fucked up. And he's got issues with this girl. It's kind of weird.
Yeah,
but I enjoy those like early episodes because, like, yeah, all right, this is fun.
The Hallmark,
and then later on, like when the stuff about like his mom and all that kind of comes into play, it's like, oh, this is like
the hallmark of a really good cartoon. Is usually, even if it's if there's a huge story arc being told,
you can enjoy it whenever you just jump in.
Is that any episode is a jump on point, or any episode can be watched by itself. That's how comic books used to be, and I kind of wish they were. Where
because I read that Captain Marvel.
Yeah,
there was a lot of
and we're talking about Marvel. Jim Starlin's run.
So like. At certain points, I said, oh, like, I thought you were dead. And then they'd have the editor's note.
Yeah.
Which I thought was kind of funny that it seemed like the writers and the editor were, like, bantering back and forth through that. But, and, like, it didn't... Even though I had no idea who some of these characters were, I'm like, okay, I get it. They're telling me right here.
Neon Genesis is one of those things where if you watch pick a random episode, you're going to be lost.
Yeah.
Because, seriously, it's more of
like, why is Toji all pissed off at Shinji? Oh, because he did an attack that almost killed
his
sister.
It's literally too deep for you, I guess you could say.
It's an old meme.
Whereas Justice League, yeah, you can, like, jump into any episode. Like, the stuff with, I was just talking about with Vandal Savage, it's like, you don't have to watch it, you can watch something else.
Yeah.
And there are great character moments, and it's more enjoyable that way. Whereas Neon Genesis,
that's an experience, I'd say.
Yeah. So if we're gonna say what's a better cartoon, Animation-wise, it's still Neon Genesis, but in terms of enjoyment, because here's the thing.
And you love Superman.
I don't walk away from Neon Genesis feeling good.
No, I don't think anyone does.
You walk away going like, fuck.
No, I told you, that summer that I watched it, it fucked me up
and,
for a bit.
And Justice League doesn't have anyone coming on their hands in front of a sleeping person.
No.
So.
And honestly, if we were doing brackets, that's where the episode would end, like right there. But we got to continue.
Yeah, I'll capitulate to Justice League. Okay. I mean,
and I'm not trying to force.
No.
It's just that I can't rewatch Evangelion like with a friend.
Yeah,
because I do that sometimes. Like I'll rewatch a show with a friend. If someone says let's watch Ava, I'm like nah, I'm not gonna do it. Justice League though, I'm like yeah, fuck yeah, let's go.
Yeah. All right.
Sorry.
No.
But I feel like we've been a little biased towards Japan a bit, and all right. But I love Justice League, Justice League.
Here's another America versus Japan round, which we have a lot of. Dragon Ball Z versus Futurama, and to me, this is a no-brainer for me because,
because here's the thing, Dragon Ball Z is also an experience, but I leave that feeling good.
Okay, and here's the thing. Dragon Ball Z, it's what we were talking about where we were saying with Neon Genesis, you can't jump at any point. Dragon Ball Z is completely connected, but you can. Because it does an amazing job of each episode. Not only has, like, it recaps you, basically, but
it tells you how the...
There's a full story within each episode.
It's like, because I was talking with Jim, 12 for a Penny, a while back, and yeah. Even just with you. When you watch, like, old school, like, pro wrestling and all that... like 80s to 90s, when you watch these guys, they're big, larger than life characters, and you know exactly what they're about. And I feel it's the same way with DBZ. When you watch that show,
yeah,
it's like, okay, I know what this guy's about. Even though I don't know why we're here at this point, I get it. This guy's the good guy. He'll fight for what's right. And this guy's like he's also kind of a good guy, but he's angry and he's like, he's trying to be the best and he just can't catch up, that kind of thing. The son and like the mom and all that, like everything kind of is sort of spelled out to you.
Yeah, you know?
And I love Futurama too.
I but see, the thing is with Dragon Ball Z, it's like it pushes those nostalgia buttons like nothing else does, I think.
Yeah.
But generally as a cartoon, anime, whatever you want to call it, it's long. How many seasons are there?
Calling them seasons isn't really
the same thing. There's the Saiyan saga, but see then there's like kind of bleed over sagas where
there's the
Android Cell saga,
Frieza
saga,
Garlic Jr.
Because
Androids like 1920, 17, 18, then like 16, then Cell. They're considered like different sagas.
Yeah. Okay.
Even though I'd say Android and Cell are definitely connected, I wouldn't consider.
We've said a lot about Dragon Ball Z in the past episodes.
Yeah. I don't think we need to dwell on it.
It is a story. It is a story about courage. It's about overcoming the is what it's about.
Why you like that? Even though there's a lot to like, I think one of the reasons why you like that is because, and this is something the internet has always mentioned. Is that Goku and Superman are very similar characters.
Well, and even kind of like the origins. Well, exactly. Later on, it became like that.
Let's just talk about what we know about the characters.
Yeah.
I'd say that's the reason why you like them both, is because they're... I listened back to our last big crossover, I think, which was... what's it called? Spinal Tap.
Yeah.
You were sad because you were saying they wouldn't fight each other. I'm not going to bring up what's going on. They wouldn't fight. They would be like friends because they're so similar in their fight for good, you know?
It's a story of, it's a story of defeating evil. It's at its most basic. It's fighting the bad guys, overcoming the odds.
Yeah.
And helping
your friends.
Yeah. It's about friendship. It's about, most unlikely friends and like your enemies could one day become your friends.
Yeah, like Boo. And even just at a base level, where I know people tend to just like it for the action, it's awesome. Like so, especially right now with Super.
So we'll probably say even more about. But okay,
Futurama. It's one of those shows that I feel was kind of like a sleeper for people.
Yeah.
Because I feel like sometimes that shows a bit too smart, and people don't get into it as much.
Look at Mr. Rick and Morty over here.
No. Come on. I'm just saying, like,
I have 800 IQ.
Way it presents itself sometimes. And then, like, because you had King of the Hill and Simpsons running at the same time as that, it wasn't really talked about as much. It got canceled.
Here's my personal thing about Futurama. And I don't know if I'm alone in this. I only, like, enjoyed some episodes. Like, to be honest, I wasn't the biggest fan of Futurama.
Okay.
Like,
I'm surprised it got this far then.
Yeah, I've liked a lot of episodes, like, but it wasn't one of those shows that I had to make sure I watched.
I didn't even like it. I eventually grew to like it.
Here's my thing on it. I don't like the characters. I don't care about the characters. I like the random plots that happen in the episodes.
Yeah.
Like, if the episode had a really good plot line, I'd watch it. If it didn't,
like, I'd be the stuff with his brother.
Yeah. Like, if the story being told held my interest, I'd watch it, because the characters kind of did nothing for me.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't like Bender.
Okay.
Like I don't know what it is, but I've never liked Bender.
I don't think you like these smart-ass characters that are like...
But that's not true. I like Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck.
I feel like that's different for some reason.
No,
like,
it just...
I don't want to talk about these characters right now.
It's the...
Because they're going to win.
What I don't like... I tend to not like the... Haha, manly beer sort of, like...
You don't like these hard-drinking, like, kick-your-ass kind of
no,
characters.
No, see, I like Wolverine, though.
And you like Brock Samson.
See, it's different. Bender, it came off as... I don't know what it did, but I just could never get into Bender, and I didn't... Like, there's some Bender episodes I liked, like, where he becomes God. Where he becomes a god. That I like. Where he becomes a fat human.
Dies. That's an amazing episode.
But, like, Fry...
See, because when your character is dumber than, like, Homer Simpson and all that, it's kind of hard to...
And that's why I tended to like the show when it had really good episodes. When it had a good story being told with, honestly, to me, a cast who could be just replaced with anyone. Because the story carried these episodes to me.
Mm-hmm. I get that.
Like, I don't know. I always felt weird when people were into Futurama and, like, I was like,
yeah. I still enjoy it, but it's weird. I don't feel like I've ever really had, like, a honest talk about Futurama with you. Because we talk about cartoons all the time.
It's one of those things where it's like, I don't have a lot to say about Futurama because it's just like...
And I think like it got canceled and you had those movies that... I'm going to be honest. I don't
Beast of the Thousand Backs and stuff, yeah.
I don't think those movies are that good.
No. I remember I watched them and I was just like...
And the revival season was, like, very, like... When it hit, but when it missed really hard.
Yeah.
And I feel like that ending is kind of
like
that last season kind of sours my opinion on Futurama. I still love that show.
Like, it's a funny show. Like, there's no denying that. It had very emotional moments, and some of the most emotional moments in cartoons. But at the same time, I think overall my enjoyment of it is kind of just, like, lackluster, because it's like, I don't... When these characters are doing, like, doing something I don't enjoy, I don't care. Zoidberg, I think, is the only character that I genuinely like in that whole crew.
Okay.
And even then,
he's not technically, like, in that crew.
For some reason, like, Zoidberg, I get a good laugh out of.
Because he's, like, the ultimate loser, I think, but not... But he always kind of has a step in his stride or whatever you want to say.
Like, I don't hate.
Yeah, Futurama. Yeah.
It's just, again, it's like when people talk about Futurama, that's why I'm usually just kind of quiet. I'm just like, I have nothing to say about this.
All right. I never noticed that until now.
Right.
It seems like DBZ's going to get this then.
Are you okay with that?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Because, like I said, that last season kind of is like. A lot of people say, well, why don't you just consider the original one and ignore that? And it's like. It's the same thing with, like, Crystal Skull. Where it's like, well, just ignore Crystal Skull. I'm like, no, you can't do that.
You can,
but at the same time, it's part of that. And you kind of have to acknowledge that.
I don't know.
It's like ignoring the prequels. It's like,
which I do.
I know you do, but you, at the same time, you have to acknowledge that they exist and they they affect what. Nah.
See, I can separate myself from bad stuff.
But I don't like doing that because you're ignoring what the work that was put into these things.
Yeah, I can do that.
I don't like doing
it. See, the thing is, when you read comic books and there's so many runs with so many bad runs, you're kind of built in to just ignore bad shit.
Well, the thing is, they ignore the bad shit too sometimes.
Yeah, but sometimes they bring it up also. But yeah, that's why it's like, I just ignore bad shit.
Okay, well, whatever. It seems like DBZ is getting this thing. That's fine. And I'm totally cool with that.
All right. So, this one I want to say is easy, but I actually want to talk about it just to give one of these a farewell, because it deserves its farewell when it's going up against this fucking titan. Looney Tunes, of course, versus the Transformers.
I don't really... See, the thing is, I've been giving Transformers these passes based on its notability and its effect on...
Yeah, beat Sailor Moon.
Pop culture. That's fine.
Okay. And Metalocalypse.
Yeah. G1 Transformers is iconic. People love Optimus. People love Optimus. I think that's about it. Megatron is one of the coolest bad guys.
Starscream and Soundwave. Yeah, it has.
The thing is, I know more about the Decepticons.
Than the Autobots?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I think the Decepticons are inherently more cool than the Autobots.
I want to say that.
Seriously. I know more about them. Like, I don't love this show, and I don't really know this show that much, but I could at least say, like, Megatron, Devastator, you really care, Soundwave, Starscream, Shockwave.
Yes.
Yeah, who's one of my favorite, like, characters of this show, Bumblebee. This franchise. Yeah, I don't know what Ironhide looks like.
What the fuck?
I don't know. I can't. Is he orange? I don't know. RC? Like, I don't give a shit. Like,
damn.
I'm sorry, Autobots. You're kind of shitty and boring.
I mean,
Optimus. Devastator.
Optimus is cool.
The Constructicons. Like, those guys are cool. John Machida Jr., what's Blur? Like, he's cool, I guess. Like,
Unicron?
Yeah, I mean, what is he? He's not an Autobot or a Decepticon, no. So
he's a ripoff of Galactus.
He's just a big he's a big fat British dude who wants to eat frozen peas or something. Or someone else. Jesus Christ. What did he say? I'm voicing a horrible cartoon where one toy destroys another toy.
Okay, look.
I wish I could do an Orson Welles voice.
Transformers.
Is he British?
That's one of those things where...
Because he doesn't sound British at all.
Is Anthony Hopkins British?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Sometimes I think he's not.
I think he's Welsh.
Orson Welles is American.
What?
He's an American actor, yeah.
Oh, wait, no. He moved to Britain because he was sick of Hollywood. Yeah. Right? Okay.
I mean, if you want to do Orson Welles, you just do do Brain.
Well, I can't do that. Yeah. Well, no, because the voice of Brain did his voice in Ed Wood.
Yes, that's true. Okay, so Transformers, I feel like we're giving it a eulogy.
I'm not. I'm okay with it.
But yeah, but it's a weird case of I love all these characters.
But I don't love the show.
It is really weird. Like, I look at these characters and I'm like, fuck yeah.
I think just watching the movie is my only real love for this franchise.
The 80s movie?
Yeah.
Oh.
And the 2007 movie, and that's it. I can't watch anything past that movie.
Why do you even like that one?
I don't know. There's something nostalgic about it for me.
Yeah, it should be for me too, but then it's like...
I know, but then you gotta realize what came after it.
No, it's not just that. It's I rewatch it, and it's bad.
Yeah. Well, I might pick it for playing
time. Goddamn it. There's Galvatron. But Starscream is best boy. But he's kind of a lackey.
That's its own trope in it of itself.
There's Hot Rod and Rodimus Prime.
Hot Rod sucks.
That's Judd Nelson. What do you expect? What do you expect?
He got Optimus killed, by the way.
I'm looking at pictures of Transformers and it's just like, I'm like, yeah, these guys look so fucking cool.
Because I think inherently I love mechs and robots, I guess. Yeah. And the thing
especially is, especially when they're from Texas.
Tex-Mex. Yeah, I get it. But like,
yeah,
I don't care about, because the animation doesn't really look that good.
Yeah, it's a weird case of like, it's the aesthetic is so fucking great, but nothing has really pulled me in terms of like actual like,
yeah,
like I tried watching Generation One and I just couldn't get into it, and like, it just it's so shitty.
Yeah.
Fuck, but Soundwave to me is like the coolest looking one. No, Starscream is the coolest looking one.
Shockwave.
See that?
Shockwave.
Soundwave.
Shockwave.
Soundwave.
Shockwave.
Oh, that's stupid. Ridiculous. That's just ridiculous.
Purple. He's got the single eye. Like, that's.
Yeah, but Soundwave's like got that like that optimist thing going on with his mouth. Yeah, yeah. But.
And yeah. He was in that shitty sequel. I don't remember what it's called. I think it's just called Transformers. Oh. I don't remember what the fuck it's called. Yeah, he was in that.
But yeah, so I love Transformers for what they are, but not for what they do. It's yeah. really weird. It's like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's like,
again, most of my love for this thing comes from the 86 movie because yeah. of the touch, and that's
and
about
honestly,
it.
Honestly, I don't think anything needs to see said of Looney Tunes. We know how great it is. It's one of the greatest yeah. things.
I kind of want this to get knocked out soon.
It's though. One of the greatest things Americans have ever created. Let's be honest here. It's yeah. it's one of the greatest pieces of media.
Everyone's got their favorite, I think.
But we might have to bring up something else about them eventually. Not yet, though. I don't want to bring it up yet. That's our Trump card. I can't even use that word anymore. That sounds dirty.
It does. Sad.
So yeah, Transformers. You're good on the outside.
Just kill it.
But
just
you have no brains.
Come on. Yeah.
You're a shell person.
This is an Old Yeller situation right now. Just end it.
So
Looney Tunes. Also, Old Yeller was a shell of ooh. That movie's sad, and I don't want to talk about it right now because I might cry.
Alright, so Simpsons versus Venture Bros.
See, this is tough because I consistently
Simpsons.
Yeah.
No, I'm
yeah, I mean,
look, I've been thinking about this while we've been recording this because it's been in the back of my mind. Okay, look,
the Venture Brothers is consistently good, but I don't think it's I really like this show, but I don't think it's brought me the same level of joy that even if I'm just going to talk about the first half of The Simpsons, like the first 11 seasons and all that, 10, 11, whatever you want to say. I feel like that show has brought me so much.
It's
so much.
It's not just that. It's the moments, like, you can argue all day about, like, when it was good, when it wasn't good, which we've done before.
Yeah,
we had an episode dedicated to it. The simple thing is that while Venture Brothers has been super enjoyable, and it's been enjoyable pretty much all the way through.
I don't remember much about it.
Well, see, I do, but that's beside the point. The point is, The Simpsons has so many more episodes and moments that are just too goddamn iconic, too damn enjoyable. Homer at Bat is one of the greatest episodes ever of anything. These characters are so endearing. Whereas Venture Brothers, it's a pastiche on like Johnny Quest and like Hanna-Barbera, Clutch Cargo, and all
Marvel
that.
Comics, DC Comics.
Yeah. So I feel like we
and
like,
and then I gotta wonder like should that get a pass? It's not very original when you think about
it's
it.
It's just like when it comes down to it, I enjoy The Simpsons more than Venture Brothers because Venture Bros. It's like I haven't watched the last season that came out, like I haven't
really.
For some reason, it was just like I'll get to it, and I still have been wanting to get to it, but I still haven't. So
you shouldn't have shown that you really love.
Yeah,
do that.
So. I have to give it to The Simpsons.
Yeah.
It
steamed hams and all that. You know.
Maybe there's the children who are wrong. No. Yeah. No. Am I out of touch?
No, it's the children that are wrong.
So, yeah. You truly will never stop The Simpsons.
No.
Rocko is Modern Life versus Samurai Jack.
Samurai Jack.
Yeah, it's a...
Come
it's,
on.
It's
I, yeah.
Yeah, for those who haven't seen Samurai Jack...
We're not going to talk about that.
No, probably not. Fast is great, guys.
Yay!
As we said last time, Samurai Jack's a piece of art. Rocko, while funny...
It suffers sometimes from limited animation, and I feel like Rocko was interesting because it's a jumping off point for a lot of other creators.
We were really going against the will of the people.
I don't care.
6 votes to Rocko, 0 to Samurai Jack.
But again, if we're like, is this them voting, the group and all that? Yeah. They probably didn't watch.
Oh, no, no. Samurai Jack, honestly, if you're listening to this right now and haven't seen it, watch it. Like, it's a great story.
Like, because the thing is, they were probably like still in high school when Rocko was like coming out, right?
Most likely.
Yeah, so.
All right.
And we're young. We're kids.
So, we're just final two. We're just boys. Pokemon versus Dragon Ball. Woo lad.
See, I know you love Dragon Ball.
I do.
But I love Pokemon.
I know. Okay,
look. And I've never really loved Dragon Ball.
Okay, look. Let me just say this. Because we have Dragon Ball Z, this is the only time I'm going to do this.
You did it with Justice League Unlimited, though, also.
No, but this is something of mine. Like, yeah. Dragon Ball is something that's super, like, close to me. And
did you,
like,
pick Pokemon?
Yes, I did, actually. Okay. So here's the thing. Dragon Ball. Honestly, if it comes to storytelling, it's heads above Dragon Ball Z. Heads above. And I also came to love Dragon Ball after Dragon Ball. I watched Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, you got to remember, like, people listening, Dragon Ball Z was kind of here first.
But here's what I'm going to say. Overall enjoyment is probably still Dragon Ball Z, and because it has the nostalgia factor. Pokemon is really important. I loved Pokemon. Now, probably not as much. So I'm going to say this. Because Dragon Ball Z is on this list, I'm willing to let Dragon Ball go and just let Pokemon move forward.
Okay.
That's fair.
Nothing more needs to be said.
So, yeah. I'm giving Pokemon a fighting chance. I'm giving it a fighting chance.
I'm scared.
Fooly Cooly versus Powerpuff Girls.
Fooly Cooly.
Oh, wow. That was easy for you.
Yeah.
I
like Powerpuff Girls, but I feel like this is always, and I like this, and I like, but, you know. But, like, Fooly Cooly accomplishes a lot in a very small amount of time. It looks amazing. This is another Gainax. Gainax.
We're knocking show. Off the last female cartoon.
This is a female cartoon, kind
of. Oh shit! You know what? Fooly Cooly actually is.
Yeah. Who are they advertising on this thing? It's Haruko. It's not.
That's true.
What's his face?
Fake
Shinji.
Powerpuff Girls is really enjoyable, but in like a morning breakfast cereal kind of way.
Where it's like, oh shit, it's on. Well, to me, Powerpuff Girls, because I remember watching it with my cousin and all that, like, I like this show, but like, it was cool just to see, like, you know, these little girls, like, kicking the crap out of, like, these bad guys. Again, I like to give points to any show that creates a rogues gallery that doesn't blatantly rip off Marvel or DC Comics.
Yeah,
well, and this show did that.
They didn't
rip off.
It's very charming. It's extremely charming. And but it is like that. It feels like a breakfast cereal of cartoons. Mm. Like oh, it feels like a Lucky Charms. It feels like a sugary. Like you're like, this is great.
Yeah.
Fooly Cooly, on the other hand,
that's not as fucked up as Evangelion.
It's also Gainax.
That's I did say that.
Yeah. It's not fucked up at all.
There's some moments that are kind of like, this guy's
kind of. But it's to me, it's one of the most high-spirited, like, hyperkinetic animation.
Take control of your life, you know? Like, and yeah, and like what you're saying.
It's not like Dragon Ball Z where it's like action, action, action. This is different where this feels like it's just bits moving over and over and over.
And you like the quiet moments too. And
yeah, the music is just wonderful.
Yeah, it's great.
Powerpuff Girls, yeah, it's wonderful. But the thing is, Fooly Cooly is like a nice breakfast spread. It's like eggs and bacon and sausage and hash browns and toast and pancakes.
Well, you got to stop saying this because now I might go for that. Over.
You know, it's the spread.
So what's Fooly Cooly then?
No, that's Fooly Cooly.
You were saying Powerpuff Girls.
No, Fooly Cooly is that. Powerpuff Girls is like a big bowl of.
You like both, but one of them offers more.
Fruity Pebbles, yeah.
One of them offers more, but you're not going to eat it that often.
Yeah, it's like, I'll have these Cocoa Puffs. Yeah, I'll have these Fruity Pebbles. But then it's like.
You know what I had is Cap'n Crunch Donuts, the donut cereal.
What the fuck?
It's great.
But yeah, Powerpuff Girls, Powerpuff Goyles.
Powerpuff Goyles. I can't do it.
It's great. It's cereal, but at the same time, if someone offered you a bowl of cereal, but then it's like, or do you want this table full of like all the best breakfast foods? What do you choose?
Chicken fried steak.
Like it's all there. It's all there. It's dense. It's strong.
Strong.
Power Girls. I can't really say much to the music.
You did say the music was good last time. No. But it's not as good.
Let's say it's good cartoon music, but
again, the issue here is like,
would you listen to?
We're talking about a show made to pander to, not pander, catered to kids, and then a show catered to like adults. I'd say.
Yeah. So literally, Adult Swim.
It was Adult Swim.
Oh shit!
And I think they've gone on record to say that's their absolute favorite show that they've ever aired. I mean, I think they technically produce the new seasons that are coming up for that show.
Oh shit! Okay. All right. So Fooly Cooly takes it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Fooly Cooly has to take it.
I didn't recommend Big O.
I'm sorry, Powerpuff Girls. I'm sorry.
I'm not.
You had your time in the sun. Okay, so that means we're done with that. And we have like 5 minutes.
Hey, Thanos, he's cool, right?
All
right.
I do a few words about Thanos.
Okay.
We have to have a full episode dedicated to fucking Thanos.
Okay, then let's hold off on this
for next week.
But I will say,
next week we'll talk about Thanos.
Do you want to talk about your take on how he was portrayed in?
No, we'll talk about that next week.
Okay, cool.
We're
not doing. Okay.
As for this, as for where we are right now, at least this is hard. And okay, look, it looks like we're favoring anime a lot. But are we? We voted off Neon Genesis, which is known as one of the greatest animes of all time.
Yeah.
Dragon Ball Z's on there for nostalgia purposes, really. I mean, it's totally great. But
Avatar was voted off, and that's a very nice tribute to anime.
So
we're not, I want to say it's just the matchups more than anything else. If I were to like honestly pit these all together, I don't really know if anime would necessarily win, in my opinion. But
look, this is hard. This is actually difficult. Giving up Dragon Ball was pretty rough, but it had to be done.
Oddly enough, I've been
Pokemon, which I picked, and I can't. Yeah.
All right.
Join us next week, as we enter into the semifinals and determine. We're also going to determine the finalists, but not the winner. Join us as we actually see who will be
in the finals.
Yeah, who's gonna fight each other for the crown?
Yeah.
King
of the Ring.
This is gonna get intense. But you know, we'll see. We'll see what happens. Yeah. Any last words?
My body is ready.